Okay, so we're up to the third part of the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. We're going to do the bracha today of Lekel Baruch Nimas Yutenu. So the bracha of Yotzar now continues to describe the special perception that these affirmations, spiritual beings, the Malachim have of Hashem, as we said, as Baruch, meaning his close proximity to his creatures and how it relates to our physical world. So we start, we say, Lekel Baruch Nimas Yutenu, the Malachim, who visualize Hashem so exceedingly close to his creatures, now sing a chorus of praise to him as the Kel Baruch, in which they express their recognition of the fact that he's the sole source of all great achievements in this world. And this refers, among many things, to the mighty deeds, the inventions, the accomplishments which the human race has succeeded in doing throughout history. The Malachim see the role of mankind in these great accomplishments merely as the instruments of Hashem. In reality, it's all Hashem. And in his extreme closeness to our world, who's done everything. Because he has given man the intelligence, the energy, the drive, in order to conquer the physical world. Rav Shimshon Pinkus tells us that there are two mashmos in the word Kel. The Zohar tells us Kel is the name of Chesed, and the second is the translation of Kel is Chozik, is strength. And Rav Pinkus tells us it's all really the same thing, that when Hashem does Chesed, it's done with strength. And if we look around, we see many things that come from this Chesed. Water, air, food. And there's so many that if we did not stop to think about, we could live as long as Mr. Shelach and never realize all of the chesed. For example, color. What would be so bad if this world was in black and white? It's the chesed of Hashem that he wanted us to enjoy the world, but we don't ever stop to think about it. Or all the different types of trees and flowers that he's given us. But we need to realize all this chesed that he's doing for us. We also know that Baruch comes from the word of Brecha, a pool, that his chesed is pouring out like a pool. Ne'imos Yitenu, when a person desires pleasure, he looks for a good food, a nice steak, a good vacation. However, as we know, there's no greater pleasure than to sing the praises of Hashem. And it is that pure, and that's the pure truth. And when one reaches that truth in this world, there's nothing sweeter. We then say Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. In Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say in the davening, V'atahu Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. Also, the very first words we say each morning, Amoda Ani L'Fanecha Melech Chai V'Kayim. So firstly, he's a Melech. A Melech is found everywhere, including ourselves, because if there's a place that his kingdom isn't recognized, then he's not a king in that place. Secondly, he's Chai, he's a living God. He lives within us, he lives with us. Lastly, he's Kayim, his existence is always. He's not just a guest that comes and goes. He was here before us, and he'll be here after us. And as we know, he was, he is, and therefore he will be too. So when we think about this, it is simply awesome. We're saying that he's always with us. He sees us. He loves us. He's involved with us. With all of his strength, he's alive and will always exist. This is really, truly amazing. And one feels this more and more. He is more and more closer to what Yehadus asks for. He is more of an Adam. More matzliach in all the aspects of his life. As we say, b'chol derachecha te'ehu. So if in all of the ways it's like this, certainly during davening, he's certainly melachai v'kayim too. And who are we praising? We're praising the kel baruch ne'imus yuteinu. There are many who find being a yid, it's a burden. It's difficult, there are restrictions, but it's not so. It's ne'imus yuteinu. It's sweet. And when we live life, as we mentioned, it is as sweet as honey. Osech Hadashos, the Malachim continue, and they say he alone is the maker of all the inventions. Since the beginnings of the world, man has constantly developed his life with new inventions, beginning with the very primitive Stone Age, graduating to the Bronze Age, later to the Dark and Middle Ages, all the way to today, mankind has made constant innovations, which render the previous ones obsolete. And who gave us all these ideas, all this intelligence to make all these innovations? It's only Hashem. And we understand that Hashem is Pol Gevuros. He performs mighty deeds. However, there are many times we start to think that Hashem can, how can he really take care of all of our problems? For example, someone has a big debt, and he has to, let's say, make a wedding. And he thinks about it, he says, if I buy a lottery ticket, then Hashem can take care of me. I can win the lottery. But if I don't buy one, how's he going to help me? So we say he's Osech Hadashos. He's the maker of new things. There's no shortage of possibilities for Hashem when it comes to helping us. And the same thing is with the Bori Refuos later in the bracha. The doctors will say, there's nothing we can do. And at that point, a person doesn't go home resigned, saying, it's over. But he says, you know what? It's in Hashem's hands. It's not in the doctor's hands. And as the Ramban tells us, Hashem created Yesh Me'ayin when he created the world, and therefore there's never a time or a situation to stop davening, as there's always that ability to create again Yesh Me'ayin. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains, we live in an Olam HaTeva, and therefore it's hard for us to grasp things that are above nature, L'Olam L'malam in HaTeva. But we need to remember that Hashem is L'malam in HaTeva, and therefore he can take care of anything and make it become Teva. Baal Melchomos, when people wage war, evil as it may be, nevertheless it's Hashem who gives them that power to do so. Zoreya Tzedakos, the mitzvos, the maisim tovim of tzaddikim, are sown by Hashem for the future growth. Matzmiach Yeshuos, one's act of chesed becomes the seeds that are nurtured by Hashem to become a source of salvation in the future. Borei Refuos, the malachim look at all the countless wonders and advances of the medical knowledge which have extended and improved the lives of millions of people on earth. And they burst forth into song to praise Hashem, because he's the ultimate creator, again, of all these innovations. It is only he who is Borei Refuos. He has given the scientists the gift of the intelligence, the insight with which to find new cures for illnesses and ways to prevent them. Neurosihilos, one praises Hashem in trepidation and fear. It's quite easy to praise Hashem for the good that happens to people. However, by doing so and neglecting to praise him, even when his will necessitates suffering and evil in the world, one could indicate that he's only thankful for good that occurs. And this would be the opposite of praising Hashem. When therefore we must be very careful when praising him to be cognizant of the fact that when there is suffering in the world, this too comes from Hashem. And when Hashem's will is done, whether we see it as good or bad, we are to praise him for it. And as Chazal tell us, Chayv Adam Levarech, Al Harok, Shem Shemavarech Al Tova, one has to bless Hashem for what seems to be bad, just like he does for the good. And although we may not understand the reasons of the evil and suffering in this world, nevertheless, since we recognize that it is only he who brought about this for reasons of his own, we must therefore praise Hashem for it. Adon Haneflos, on the other hand, if we do see the wonders in the world, we must know that it's, again, he's alone the master of these wonders. And then we continue, Hamachadish v'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh v'reishis. Again, from the vantage point, the Malachim see that Hashem in his goodness on a continuing daily basis renews creation. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch explains that when the Torah said, Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hineh tov ma'od, the word tov that is used here means that Hashem keeps the creation in a constant state of existence. And it's only because he finds it good. And therefore he shall continue to have it exist. And it only will exist as long as he finds it good that it should. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus tells us that Hashem renews each moment of the existence of the world. He says, besides this knowledge being part of the foundation of our emunah, is a greater benefit to thinking about this. Because sometimes people think to themselves, does Hashem really think about me? Does he remember me? And we all have moments where we're broken and have these thoughts. Therefore, by constantly remembering that Hashem's renewing the whole world, always, every day, every second, means that he is being mechadish me, he's being mechadish you every second. And just like he created Adam Rishon, he is right now creating you. Hashem recreates each and every one of us because he loves us and desires us. And it goes even deeper. The idea that each moment he creates the world means that the moment before there was ayin, there's nothing, because we know he's creating everything yesh me'ayin. And therefore what happened in the past does not affect us anymore. It's a new moment. And this should be mechazik everyone in any situation, whether he's going through a tzara or has done averos. It doesn't affect us right now, because right now is a new moment. Ka'omor lo se'orim gedolim ki lo om chasto. The simple reason why we bring this pasuk is to prove the aforementioned statement is that this pasuk is written in present tense, meaning Hashem constantly makes great luminaries. And we know this pasuk is from Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, and there are three psukim there. Lo se'orim gedolim ki lo om chasto. As a shemesh l'mshalos bayom kilom chasto, and as a yirech v'kalchovim l'mshalos baloylo kilom chasto. And the Malachim see how Hashem recreates daily the original sequence of events, which started with the creation of the Orim Gedolim, and then was followed with the sun being utilized by day, daytime illumination, and the moon and the stars for the illumination at night. Our Chodosh al Tzion Toyer, we ask Hashem here to bring the Geula, which is described as light, as we say, V'hoyol eis erev yi'or. And this wish very appropriately follows after the mentioning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, because the Archadosh to which we refer in our tefillah is the return of the Ara Shechina, which Hashem removed during the Ma'aseh Bereishis for the benefit of our future world. V'nizkeh chulonu mehera la'oro, we ask Hashem to allow us all to see the previous mentioned Archadosh, which again is His light, the Ara Shechina. And the bracha concludes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzeh Hama'oros. In concluding this bracha, we thank Hashem not only for the Yotzer Or, which is how the bracha began, referring to the physical light of the sun, which for us is our source of light and health, but we're also thanking Him now for the spiritual light, the Or HaShechina. And therefore we conclude by saying, Yotzer HaMa'oros, Hashem creates both forms of light, the physical form and the spiritual form. M. Shimshon Pinkus tells us that this bracha in the morning that we say is keneged, it's opposite the bracha we say at night, of Asher Bidvaru Ma'ariv Arovim. And at night, we are making a bracha on the Erev, and by day, on the Ar. And we mentioned the Gemara that already said that Tzarech Lahaskir Midas Hayom Belayla, Umidas Layla Bayom, the person has to mention the Midah of the Yom by night, and the Midah of the night by day. And therefore, we mention Choshech by day, and we mention Ar at the bracha at night. And Rav Pinkins explains that there's an even deeper point here. He says this bracha on the Ar is a bracha on all of nature in the world, because through light, we get to see all the chesed and all the kiyum of the world. And Or and chesed, he says, is really one. Chesed's the mitzius that Hashem does, and the Or lets us see it. And we know that without light, there is no life. And as we say, sumas chashiv kemes, that a blind person is considered like a dead person. Light shows us color and all the chesed that Hashem does. And the bracha of Yotzer Or, therefore, is a general bracha on all of the natural happenings in the entire world. And a person that makes it his nature to look at the world through the Or, through this light, sees a world that's filled with chesed. He lives in the light. However, there are those who look around and all they see is choshech. They have dark glasses. And this, again, could be for many reasons. He has debts. He has a sick family member. These issues can make the whole world become dark. However, we have to realize that there is an Or and we need to make it part of our lives. So we have, therefore, this special bracha that Hashem created the Or. And a Jew needs to be happy and remember that he lives in the light of Hashem. And in this bracha, we need to mention the choshech because truthfully, the world is full of the nitzyonos. And there are a lot of situations that appear to be dark, like Hester Panim. And therefore, we end this bracha and we say, Yotzer HaMa'oros. And we're thankful again for the mitzias of the light, the Or. And we also know that this choshech is also from Hashem. And it only takes a little light to chase away a lot of darkness. And if we take this light to help us look at the darkness properly, then these nisyonos that Hashem has given us, we'll realize, are really only for our benefit. And that is why at night we also mention the Or, that even when the darkness arrives, we need to live with emunah, as we say, v'emunoscha balelos. And when we live with this emunah, then Hashem becomes our light, as it says, ki eilech b'choshech Hashem arli, that when I go in the dark, Hashem is light to me, He's my light. And we know, kol ma'adavid rachman alatav avid, that everything Hashem does is for our good. And we need to remember, whether we're in the Hester Panim, like the Nes of Purim, or in the Or, like the Nes of Pesach, Hashem is always doing what's best for us, and He's always looking out for us, and He always loves us. To conclude, as we always do, we'll conclude with our story, and then the homework. So the story told about Reb Shaya Bardaki, who was one of the closest Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. And he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael on a ship when a huge storm set in. And the ship was tossed violently from side to side as it neared Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Shai was feared that the ship wouldn't be able to hold out much longer, and unfortunately, he was right. There was a terrifying cracking sound, and the ship began to fall apart. Reb Shai fell into the raging water with his two children, a son and a daughter. And he tried valiantly to keep them both afloat by swimming with them as they held onto his back. But after a while, he realized he's not going to be able to save both of them. He would have to choose which child to save, or strength would give out, and they would all drown. And it was a wrenching decision for a father to make, but it had to be done. And he decided he would save his son. His heart raged as wildly as the water as he told his daughter that he would have to let her go, for he had no more strength to go on with both of his children. And his daughter began to scream in fear, "No, Tati, you can't let go of me. I can't swim," she pleaded. Her grip tightened on her father's shoulders, and she clung to him with every shred of her strength. Again, Reb Shai told her that if she continued to hold on, they would all go down together. And the little girl began to scream, "Tati, Tati, you can't leave me. I have no other father but you." And when Rabbi Shaya heard these words, a surge of energy flowed within him. He could not bear to see his daughter drown. And with renewed strength, he grabbed hold of his daughter and began to swim as fast as he could toward shore. He didn't know how he would make it, but he knew he had to. And with last bit of strength, he made it safely to shore, where he and his two children collapsed, exhausted but alive. And he turned to his little girl and said, "My daughter, you know that when I said I had no more strength to carry you, I truly did not believe I could make it. But when you screamed out to me, 'Tati, I have no other father but you,' the complete faith you put in me gave me new strength, and I was able to help you. For the rest of your life, I want you to remember what happened today. And any time you find yourself in distress, don't give up hope. Rather, turn to Hashem and plead, 'Tati, Tati, I have no other father but you. Please save me.' And I'm confident that you will be saved, because just as I cannot leave you, your Father in heaven will not be able to leave you too, and he will save you and the entire world." And as we go, obviously, into switch from Purim, where Hashem saved us to Hester Panim, and as we move into Pesach, where he saved us out in the open, if we turn to Hashem and we tell him that, you know what, he's our only Father, he's the only one we have in life, and it's time to take us home, Be'ezra Hashem, he will bring Mashiach, and the next Vod will therefore be then in Yerushalayim. And the homework will be just to focus at least once during the week on this bracha, as we went through, at least some of it, to think about some of the things we said. And we will not have the Vod again till the Sunday after Pesach.